Hi, this is Steve Nerlich from Cheap Astronomy, and this is Implausible Engineering, Episode 2, The Welcome Note. One solution to Fermi's paradox about why there's a universe of potentially habitable worlds out there, but no one's talking, is that we are the first, or at least one of the first, technology-exploiting species. So the point of today's episode of Implausible Engineering is to pose the question of what, if any, responsibilities we may choose to exercise as one of the first emerging technological species in the galaxy or indeed the universe. So, should we put out an information broadcast telling others how to advance? Something like Douglas Adams' "The Secret is to Bang the Rocks Together, Guys," or maybe broadcast some fantastic physics formulas. Trouble is, a broadcast that radiates out spherically from its origin will cover the greatest area, but will also rapidly attenuate in accordance with the inverse square law. So in fact, you are better off beaming a signal in a straight line. But in the absence of knowing where anyone is, all you can do is point your signal at a few likely candidate regions and hope for the best. Our attempts to date have been pretty lackluster. For example, Frank Drake's Arecibo message and a Beatles song sent from the Deep Space Network, both really technology demonstrations to impress other humans rather than serious attempts to communicate with aliens. The Arecibo message contained an inordinate amount of content describing a generic DNA molecule as well as the general form of a human being. While this does make more sense than a Beatles song, it still seems a bit self-indulgent, as do the Pioneer and Voyager messages in a bottle, the former being a plaque with a waving Caucasian naked couple on it, the latter being a golden record containing images, music, and songs by humans and also whales. What both the Pioneer and Voyager messages do have, which might be genuinely useful information for the aliens, is a pulsar map. The idea was that pulsars have distinctive pulse timings, so by sending out a layout of distinctive pulsars and their relative distances from Earth, an alien should be able to figure out where Earth is. At least, that's what everyone thought back in the 70s when these spacecraft were launched. We'd only just discovered pulsars about 10 years earlier, thanks to Jocelyn Bell Burnell, but today we know that pulsar rates can actually vary quite a lot over time. And we also know that we can only detect pulsars when they are beaming one of their polar jets in our direction. So, if you're an alien and they're not beaming in your direction, you won't even know they're a pulsar. They'll just look like a plain old neutron star, which is, after all, what pulsars are. So, where we are going with all this is that putting out a message to the aliens isn't as easy as it sounds. There's two problems to deal with, one being how to send the message, the other being what to put in it. A readily detectable message could be established by stellar-level engineering. After all, stars are visible from all directions for thousands of light years, so you could, for example, shadow one with giant screens that were distributed in some kind of Dyson swarm, which would then produce a beacon that essentially said, "Hey, look over here." The on and off flashes produced by the giant orbiting screens could deliver a small amount of data using something like Morse code that provided spatial coordinates for the aliens to focus in on. Then, at that focus point, you would place an electromagnetic transmitter, since electromagnetic radiation has a huge amount of information carrying capacity, but having that information coming from a point source means it could be easily missed if you don't know exactly where to look. Whatever information you decide to send, you first need to consider that different aliens will tune in at different times, so you really need a repeating message with some translation tips at the start, so that if someone tunes in halfway through, The message will loop back to the start before too long. As to the actual contents of the message, well, if the aliens are like us, they may genuinely want to know what we look like and how we spend our days, but more pragmatic aliens are probably looking for more pragmatic information, and what they may most welcome would be a map of our observable universe. Not so much to know where we are, as to know which parts of the universe we can see that they can't. They might also welcome some practical engineering and chemistry tips. I mean, imagine how getting aliens' advice on building an efficient fusion energy generator might transform our lives. The question then is why we, or any aliens, might put the not inconsiderable effort into establishing such a broadcast. After all, the chances of that broadcast becoming a two-way conversation are minimal, given that we are likely to be tens or hundreds of light years apart, so there is little immediate benefit for the sender beyond hoping you might be paying it forward. That is, if we assume benevolence is a universal feature of all technological species, we'd undertake such a selfless effort with the expectation that we'll receive someone else's message before too long. But, given our own example, maybe universal benevolence isn't something we can hold out a lot of hope for.